Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains death, financial ruin, and curses. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up The Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. Deep in the halls of the Smithsonian Institute, there are several significant glass cases showing beautiful gems, stones, and minerals. But one gem in particular brings in millions of people a year. It's a massive blue diamond that sits behind thick, bulletproof glass. While it isn't the world's largest diamond, it does have a pretty interesting backstory. A story filled with curses, strange deaths, sickness, and a dog. But we'll get more to that part later.
A hound!
Killian, what is this diamond?
A hound.
No, Killian, today we're talking about the curse of the Hope Diamond.
The Hope Diamond?
Yes, let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. So today's wonderfully strange episode was suggested by our friends Charlie and Misha. So it's a little bit different than what we normally do, but Mommy actually knows this story. And I was like, ooh, we have to cover this one. So thank you so much for suggesting our first and what I hope is not our last curse. So Killian.
Wait, we have curse?
No, like curse? like talking about cursed items or cursed places.
We have a lot of curses around our houses. We have a lot of demons around.
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah, because we have, because remember, you always have to do that fire thing.
I do sage the house sometimes, yes. But I do know one demon that lives in our house.
Who?
June.
Oh, yeah.
June the cat is a pretty big demon, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
She's a tortie, and she's a big demon tortie.
What's a
tortie is a type of cat she is. Like, you know, her fur looks kind of like a tortoise shell. No. It's like browns and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so thank you so much to Charlie and Misha. So, Killian, what do you know about the Hope Diamond? If you know, it's okay to say you don't know anything about it, because it is a kind of a strange thing.
It is a diamond that thinks of hope?
Kind of. Can you tell me about what a curse is, though?
A curse. The curse slideshow. Okay.
Can you just tell me what a curse is?
So a curse is something when a witch or like a warlock puts a curse on a town or demons
like June
puts curses on places. There's a curse, and if you want to watch the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo, the first episode has a curse that turns a whole town into werewolves that night.
Oh, okay. Very good suggestion. We love a good suggestion to give to our listeners. Okay. So that is a pretty good explanation, but I'm going to elaborate on it just a little bit more. So a curse is any expressed wish that some form of adversity or misfortune will befall or attach to one or more person, a place, or an object.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. So what are some what are some cursed objects that you can think of?
Voodoo dolls.
I don't know if they're considered cursed, but maybe they are. I don't actually. Wait, that one's a hard one.
I know.
Give me
a
another
person
one.
That's cursed.
Who?
The guy who has a shrinked head. He's cursed.
From Beetlejuice. No, he has a shrinked head. That's different.
No,
A shrunken head. Anyway. I'm trying to think of any cursed objects you would know about. Do you know who Annabelle the doll is?
Oh, yeah, I do.
So, Annabelle the doll, Robert the doll.
What's Robert?
And
who's
the
Robert?
Robert the doll is... Okay, so Annabelle the doll in the movie you've seen is not real... You haven't seen the movie. I don't know why I said... In the pictures of the movie you've seen, like the with the braids and everything.
Yeah.
She's kind of based off of a few different versions of real-life cursed dolls. So there's Annabelle the doll, who was actually like a Raggedy Ann doll. She's like a rag doll. And then there's Robert the doll, who was a doll from Key West.
Who's Key West?
Key West is in Florida. And there's also the Dybbuk box.
What's the Dybbuk box?
Dybbuk box.
Ooh, I know another curse object.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
The Rock of Kisteria.
What is that?
It's in the movie Kiss Meets Kiss.
Scooby-Doo Meets Kiss? I forgot about that.
Yeah, and because...
You haven't watched that one in forever.
I watched...
Oh, have you? That's some old school Killian.
And guess what? Do you know why I said that one's cursed? Because the Destroyer soul is in there.
So, Scooby-Doo, I'm sure, actually has quite a few cursed items. So, that actually makes sense. And there's also a cursed place. A cursed place that, Killian, you have been to.
Where?
What's your favorite place to try not to go to in Savannah?
Where?
Alice Riley's Square.
I did go there.
You went near it.
I went there, you.
Remember, she cursed the square, right? Didn't she?
Yeah.
Spanish mosque is there, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least we're very lucky that we have some Spanish moss in our tree.
Yeah, I did throw some of that in the tree. There's also the Stanley Hotel. Some people believe that hotel is also cursed, and that's where the movie The Shining is based on.
Ah!
Yeah. And then, of course, people can be cursed with bad luck, losing their money, losing their friends, things that make them happy, and in the worst of cases, death.
They call me Death.
So let's dive into the Hope Diamond, because it is a strange...
Wait, there's another...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
There's way more cursed places
there is.
I know.
Oh.
We went to a lot of cursed places at the ghost tour.
We went to a lot of haunted places. Haunted and cursed are not necessarily the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So the reason why Alice Riley's square is cursed, because right before she died, she said, I'm cursing the square and the people who hurt her died and kind of stuff like that. So that's how it's cursed. It's not necessarily, not all haunted places are cursed places.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can we get into the Hope Diamond now?
Yes.
All right. So, no one knows exactly where the Hope Diamond was plucked from the earth. What we do know is that it was somewhere in India. At its original size, the Hope Diamond was 112 carats, which is absolutely massive. The diamond is a beautiful blue-green color and sparkles so bright in the sunlight that you have to squint to look at it. Now, the origins of the diamond are shrouded in a little bit of mystery. We're not too sure what happened with the Hope Diamond after it was initially mined. Now, the Indian population had elaborate ideas about gems. They thought that they had protective and restorative powers, and as such tried very hard to leave stones in the state that they were found in. The bigger the stone, the better. So, like, you know how we believe that crystals have good energy and have, like, protective powers sometimes?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. But you know how, like, sometimes people will make crystals or diamonds smaller to, like, go in a ring or something?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to do that. They wanted to leave it exactly like it was. They believed that the stone could suck up negative energy and purify a room. But the more stone was shrunk down and carved and cut, the more bad energy would be able to seep in and infect its surroundings. Several adventurers, explorers, and traders made their way through India looking for interesting things to bring back to their home countries. One such person, Tavernier, a French trader, acquired the Hope Diamond. Now, at the time, it's said that the diamond was in a temple in India. It's speculated that Tavernier paid a man to sneak him into the temple in the dead of night, climb the statue of a goddess, and pluck the Hope Diamond from her head and sneak back out. Do you think that that's cool?
Yes.
No.
No, it's cool that he climbed up and found it.
But that's disrupting and disrespecting the goddess, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That the temple was too. Maybe not so good to steal things from temples.
I stole something from a temple.
When have you ever been in a temple?
Oh, never mind.
Exactly.
Never mind.
Forget I said anything. Listeners, please.
Okay. It's said that once Tavernier paid the thief for his work, the thief was attacked and eaten alive by a pack of stray dogs. And all the money he was given for his deed was ripped into shreds by the hounds. So I'd say that's bad thing number one. Pretty rough. Oh, you just trampled all over my joke.
Never mind. I don't think that's cool.
Okay, can I do my joke one more time? See if you get it this time? Okay. So I'd say that's bad thing number one. Pretty rough beginning.
Rough beginning.
I know. Get it?
Yeah.
Rough.
All right. Anyway, so Tavernier took the massive diamond back to France and sold it to King Louis XIV.
King Louis. I want to walk like you.
Oh, I was like, why does he know who King Louis is?
It's true. Woo.
Okay. The Jungle Book. King Louis XIV was an eccentric man. He lived in a golden palace in France, and we don't have enough time to get into how strange and wild this king was, but Louis XIV had the diamond shaped and cut down from 112 carats to 67. This man just carved out almost half of the diamond size. The diamond took a new name in France, the French Blue. King Louis died of gangrene, which is a wicked type of infection. It's not a fun way to go. So, and in his death, the French Blue was passed down to King Louis XV, who then died of smallpox, which is also a scary infectious disease.
What is smallpox?
It's an infectious disease.
Yeah, but how do you get it?
Back then, there was no medicines, really. There was no way to take care of things, so people got sick a lot.
So you just let people die, okay?
No, you didn't just let people die. They had different ways of healing people that maybe did not always work. They would put leeches on their skin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, things like that. So just things that they thought worked at the time, but we know now maybe don't necessarily always work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but leeches can help.
Leeches, some people still use leeches, so who knows?
There's
but you know what I'm saying?
The new Puss in Boots movie. Puss in Boots.
But baby, that Puss in Boots takes place a long time ago, remember?
Uh-huh.
So that's before we had modern medicine.
Yeah, the doctor used the leeches.
Correct. All right, so then French Blue was given to King Louis the... We had 14, 15?
16.
16th. Now, Killian, do you know what happened during the reign of King Louis the 16th and his queen, Marie Antoinette? Do you know what happened? I don't expect you to, but do you know?
Six wives.
Hilarious. No.
That's
King Henry.
Oh.
The French Revolution.
The Revolution! Hamilton.
Okay, Killian. Sorry, you don't seem as wide-eyed about that as I hoped. Killian, the French Revolution was one of the bloodiest, craziest revolutions in history.
I know one revolution that was from Monstrum, but I don't know if it was the French Revolution.
Okay, well maybe you can watch it again and figure it out.
Okay.
So the people of France got so tired of the king, queen, and nobility's cruel ruling over them that they burst through the palace gates, dragged the nobility kicking and screaming through the cobbled stone city, and people threw rotten food at them as they were dragged by. The king and queen were then put on a stage in front of all of France. Their heads were placed in guillotines, and then a massive blade was dropped, chopping off their heads.
What are guillotines?
Do you know the thing? Remember in Adam's Family, there's a thing with the hole and the big blade goes down and it cuts like their head off?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a guillotine is.
Oh.
Yeah. So that sounds like a pretty curse-like in my opinion. Death by terrible sickness and then eventually having your head chopped off? Does that sound like maybe that diamond they're holding is cursed?
Well, the diamond was the fault of the revolution, but the diamond's fault wasn't because of their heads getting chopped off.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, that was the people's.
Yeah, but because they were not being treated properly.
Yes.
The king and queen were not treating them properly. Yes. But I don't know. But it still seems pretty unlucky, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened to French Blue after the heads went rolling?
Ooh, I know.
You do?
I do, I think.
Why don't you just listen to me tell you?
It went to Ireland.
No, but just listen. So, well, as revolutions go, the palace was looted, robbed, and gutted. The French Blue disappeared for over 20 years. So for 20 years, no one knew where it was. In 1812, though, a jewel merchant by the name of Daniel Alayson popped up in England with a 45-carat diamond that resembled French Blue. This is said to be the same diamond and is, spoiler alert, the one that can be found in the Smithsonian today. Daniel didn't say where the diamond came from, but sold it to King George IV. King George loved the diamond, and he loved spending money. George IV loved spending money so much that he almost bankrupted all of England. It's said that he rarely took the diamond off and was holding it when he died roughly 10 years after buying it. King George IV died because of his insides exploded. The proper term is ruptured intestines, but exploded was more creepy for the purpose of our curse story. Correct.
I love that. That was so cool. No, like, not the guts exploding, but I like that you used
exploding. Yeah. In King George's death, the diamond had to be sold to pay back all of the money that England owed to various people and places. The diamond then was sold to Henry Philip Hope, and thus became the Hope Diamond.
So now it's home to King Henry.
Do what?
King Henry.
No, it's not King Henry. I understand the confusion.
Yeah.
It was way before.
Way before all of that. Okay. Ew. So the Hope family was wealthy. So wealthy that they helped fund American colonial commerce. They helped finance the Louisiana Purchase, and they owned a bunch of castles. Unreal money, like crazy amounts of money. But as these stories of folks with crazy money tend to go, they got careless and spent it on way too many things. And by the time the Hope Diamond had been inherited by Henry's great nephew, who spent all of his money on women, horse races, and failed businesses, he had to sell the diamond. It was sold to a New York jeweler who used all his money to purchase the diamond, hoping to flip it for a very big profit. But he bought it at the worst time as the recession hit America and he had to sell the diamond at a loss. The diamond,
it's a loss.
It means that like he had to sell it for less money than he bought it for. So he got no money in exchange. Like, basically, he lost money. At a time when he desperately needed money. Everybody in America needed money then. So the diamond passed through a few more hands before settling into the palm of the Cartier brothers, who are famous jewelers even today. Do you remember in the song, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, that we listened to when we watched Moulin Rouge? Yes. Remember when she starts saying different names? She goes, Cartier. That's Cartier. They make really expensive jewelry. So the Cartier brothers sold the diamond to Evelyn and Ned McLean. They were an eccentrically wealthy couple. Evelyn loved the diamond. She wore it to parties and events and even put the diamond on her Great Dane's collar and let him wander around Washington, D.C. wearing it. A Great Dane is like a dog like Scooby-Doo. She put that giant diamond on a dog and let the dog walk around with it.
I'm walking with the famous jewel on my head, on my collar. I am the famous dog. Yeah!
Okay.
Drop mic.
All right. So let's sit with this for a second. Let's recap. This diamond took millions of years to form in the earth, was an idol in India, worn by kings and queens, stolen and sold several times, and then all of a sudden, a Great Dane is walking around wearing it on their collar. If I was a diamond, I would be mad and I'd be cursing people too. Anyways, so Evelyn enjoyed playing hide and seek with the diamond and would send party guests around her house to rummage through her things to look for it. For whatever reason, I blame the curse, Evelyn's husband Ned went insane. Through this, his family went bankrupt and, in the bankruptcy, lost their ownership of a very small newspaper known as the Washington Post.
The Washington Post.
I'll tell you a secret. It's not a small newspaper at all. It's a pretty big newspaper.
Like, the biggest newspaper.
I wouldn't say the biggest, but it's probably pretty close. So, soon after Evelyn's daughter died, and then a year later, Evelyn herself passed away suddenly. The diamond, as well as everything else the family had accumulated, was picked over and sold piece by piece in an estate sale, which is basically a fancy yard sale.
I'm an evil diamond.
The diamond was bought by a man named Henry Winston, who, after having the diamond in his collection, donated it to the Smithsonian. Do you want to know how he delivered the most precious diamond in the world?
How?
He sent it in the mail in a small brown box. That doesn't sound very safe, does it?
No.
While Henry Winston never had anything bad happen to him, the mailman who delivered the diamond broke his leg right after delivering the package. So now the diamond sits in the Smithsonian and is one of the most popular pieces the museum has ever had on display. So, that is the Hope Diamond.
That's it?
That's a lot. What do you think?
I love it.
See, did you like learning about a cursed object?
Yes.
Do you believe in curses? That's an important question. Oh, me too. Me too. That's why we leave things the way they were. We don't bring crazy stuff into the house.
Maybe one day I'll find the Hope Diamond.
It doesn't need to be found. It's in the museum.
But guess what?
What?
Guess what? There's another very, very, very popular rock.
Oh, what?
I think it's the dragon-eyed ruby.
Hilarious. Killian is getting mail or letters in the mail from an adventurer who wants him to solve riddles and clues to find rubies. So that's what he's been doing this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's due for a new letter any day now.
Yes. Maybe today.
No, I don't think it will be today because I don't feel it in my bones it will be today.
Feel in your bones.
Okay.
I can get in your bones.
Okay. So thank you again to our friends Charlie and Misha. We hope that you liked the deviation from cryptids to curses. I really loved it.
Killian also loved it.
So if any of you have a curse or a creature you want us to talk about, shoot us a message on Instagram or send us an email. Make sure that you...
What was that?
Daddy forgot to put the garbage truck out. Make sure that you get a grown-up to help you send these messages, please. I think right now all of our topics are listener-suggested, which I think is very cool. Do you think it's cool that we keep getting all these? Because every suggestion we've gotten from a listener has been like perfect.
And guess what?
What?
The third season is almost ready.
No, we have plenty of time for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. Forget what I said. Okay. Scratch.
Anyway. So that is all we have for this episode for today. Thank you again to our listeners. Thank you to any future listeners who would like to send in any suggestions. I'm all for cursed items. I have always thought cursed items
Me
were
too.
Very
and
cool.
And we're also all in for cursed places.
Cursed places. Cursed people.
Cursed people. And also...
cursed animals.
And we're also all in for shows about curses.
Sure. We're in, and then cryptids, monsters, spooky stories, basically.
Demons.
We do the whole nine.
Demon shows. Anything.
Anything creepy we like to cover, right?
Yeah.
Within reason. We don't want to get too scary.
Oh, yeah, because this show is for kids.
Yeah.
We're never going to get into killers. You get it?
No, for sure not.
This.
Okay, okay. Thank you again for your suggestion. We have merch if you would like to buy that. The link is in the description. And that is all I have for you. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Please, please do not get that Hope Diamond. We do not want a listener dying.
That's true. You know what? I think it's in its rightful spot and it should stay in a museum for the rest of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. I am Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been
A Cryptic Catalog.
Until next time, remember,
the curses and demons and cryptids are watching.
Clever. Thank you for listening to The Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamesturfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamesturfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.